You're listening to a program produced in 2010 as part of Aloud, a series of dynamic lectures, readings, performances, and discussions that take place in the Mark Taper Auditorium at the historic Downtown Central Library in the heart of Los Angeles. These programs are presented by the Library Foundation of Los Angeles, which supports the Los Angeles Public Library. To learn more about Aloud, please go to our website, www.aloudla.org.
To Hene Matav, from Sanskrit devotionals to gospel spirituals, this evening, marking our last Aloud program of the year, we'll sing some songs aloud, some new and some old, drawn from a variety of faith and folk traditions. Yes, it's true. Back for a return engagement, and by popular demand, we'll be joined this evening by our musical compadres, LA-based composer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and music educator Daniel Brummel, and Jessica Catrone, an LA-based cellist, vocalist, composer, and also educator. Joining Daniel and Jessica this evening will be Laura Steenburg on bass and Ezra Bukla on viola. If you were here for the last one, how many of you were here for our last and first? Excellent. Thank you for coming back. About half the crowd. Then you know that tonight is a bit of a doubleheader in that we'll sing some songs here in the fabulous Mark Taper, and then move ourselves upstairs to the remarkable and historic Rotunda for our grand finale. We won't be coming back, so when we move upstairs to do our last song together, you'll want to take your stuff with you. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get singing, shall we? Musicians and singers.
So thank you so much for coming out tonight. Just going to give you a little introduction on some of the songs we're doing. Daniel and I met a couple weeks ago to talk about this, and we were really excited about the interfaith element of this sing. And so when we met, we just kind of threw all our ideas out on the table as to what that meant, first of all, to both of us, and then which songs we thought we could bring to this. And so we were thinking of ideas, you know, through all the songs we've learned of different cultures, of different time periods, and how we thought those songs would fit best together. And then we sort of filed them down into what we thought would work for a night. And that's what we're going to be singing tonight. The first song we're going to do is called Amayibu Oye. And it's a song I learned a couple years ago, just through singing it. It's very simple to catch on. And what I've heard, I actually can't find any information on this song, but what I've heard is that it's a song from the Congo, from the Mbuti people. And I've heard that this song is used for gatherings, and people sing this. The Mbuti people are known for relentlessly talking about issues and talking and talking and talking until they can come to a decision. And that's how they pretty much do everything. They just talk it out. And they sing. They make a lot of music. And this is a song for gathering to help people to arrive to unity before a big decision. And the words are Amayibu Oye. Doesn't really mean anything. We're going to sing it for you a couple times, and then we'll break it down, and we'll try it together.
Amayibu Oye, Amayibu Oye, Amayibu Oye, Amayibu Oye, Amayibu Oye, Amayibu Oye.
That's it. So, the first part, Amayibu Oye. Let's just try that.
Amayibu Oye.
One more time.
Amayibu Oye.
And I just want to put a little precursor in here. Feel free to sing all the wrong notes tonight that you've been holding in all your life, okay? And all the right ones. So
thank you.
No shyness here, okay? We might be squawking a few wrong notes up here. You know, we're singing all kinds of different languages, different. It's all good. So let's try that again. I'll try. Ama ibu o ye.
Ama ibu o ye.
Second part. Ama ibu o ye.
Ama ibu o ye.
And let's put it together. One, two, three.
Ama ibu o ye. Ama ibu o ye. Ama ibu o ye. Ama ibu o ye.
One more time. We're going to try it as a round. So we'll split right in half here. We call this group one, group two. So group two, you're going to be following Ezra and Laura, and Daniel and I for group one. We'll do it two times together, and then we'll break off. It happens pretty fast. So it's amai, amai, and so they'll bring you in, okay? So we'll try it two times together. Here we go. One, two, three.
Amai, bu, oh, yeah. Ama ibu o ye. Ama ibu o ye. Ama ibu o ye. Ama ibu.
Ama ibu o ye.
Ama ibu.
Ama ibu.
But we're not done with you yet. Four parts. Okay? So we'll say group one, something like this. Group two, following me. Group three, following Laura. And group four over here, following Ezra. And also, it happens very fast. So we'll try it two times together again. One, two, three.
Ama ibu o ye. Ama ibu o ye. Ama ibu o ye. Ama ibu o ye. Ama ibu.
Ama
ibu.
Ama ibu. We're moving into the Roman Catholic world. This is from the Agnus Dei of the Roman Catholic Mass. The words are Dona Nobis Pacem, which just means give us or grant us peace. I'm thinking this might be familiar to a lot of us. So, and just because we have a lot of songs, we're going to just kind of jump into this one and just sing along, and we'll do it a few times, and then we'll stop and we'll try it as the round. But we're just going to sing through it, so feel free to just join us.
And for the men, it's either going to be a little high or a little low, so pick one.
So we'll just jump right in. One, two.
Dona nobis pacem, pacem. Dona nobis pacem. Dona
whole thing. At the end, I just want to go through that last part because that's a little tricky. Dona nobis pacem. Can we just try that?
Dona nobis pacem.
Great. All right, so we're just going to jump right into the round. As you can see, there's three sections. We have one, two, and three below that. That's where the three rounds start. So we're going to divide in three groups. It's a little trickier. Huh? Why don't we just say generally one over here, and then two, kind of the middle section, and then three over here. And you're one. Laura and I will be two, and Ezra will be leading three. We're going to start it together. And how we're going to do this one is one will move on to part two, while
keep going,
group two and three are going to repeat one. And then when we get to the second part, then group two will move on to two. You'll repeat one last time. So you're going to repeat the first part three times before you move on. Okay, only group three. So here we go, all together from the beginning. One, two, three.
Dona nobis pacem, pacem. Dona nobis pacem. Dona nobis pacem, pacem. Dona nobis pacem.
Fig tree. And the Hebrew words, I'm just going to say them through so we all have the right pronunciation. And I'm doing my best. I'm not sure I'm totally doing it right, but Loisa Goy El Goy Herev. So let's just say that.
Loisa Goy El Goy Herev.
Loil me du od milchama.
Loyil me du ad milchama.
And then I think that's it. Yes. And then how we're going to do this one is we're going to repeat the first line, and then we do the second line after we repeat it, and we repeat that again. And when we get to the end, we go back and sing it in English. So we do the Hebrew words first. And we're just going to jump into this one as well. I think we have instruments on this one.
Loisa goy el goy herev, loyil me du ad milchama. Loisa goy el goy herev, loyil me du ad milchama. Loisa goy el goy herev, loyil me du ad milchama. Loisa goy el goy herev. Every man 'neath his vine and fig tree shall live in peace. nation shall learn war no more, and into Persia's turn their swords. Nations shall learn war no more.
All right, and now we're going to try this one as a round. And we thought maybe we'd try dividing men and women in this. So we're going to do it in the similar way as Dona Nobis. And we're going to start together. I know many are a little outnumbered, so that means you have to sing extra loud. but you have Daniel and Ezra on your side. So we're going to do this the same way. We're going to start together. And once... Let's see. How are
After
we
start, the men are just going to keep repeating the first line until it's time to move on to the second line. So watch me for that signal.
Yes, and women will just repeat the first line one time, and then we'll move on. So starting together again.
One, two. Lo Loise goyel goy herem, loyene du od mirhama. Loise goyel goy herem, loyene du od mirhama. Loise goyel goy herem, loyene du od mirhama. Loise goyel goy herem. And every man eat his vine and fig tree, shall live in peace and shall have fame. And every man eat his vine and fig tree, shall live in peace and shall have fame. And into plowshares turn their swords, nations shall learn more no more. And into plowshares turn their swords, nations shall learn more no
Motov. This is a fun song. I've been, as a cellist, I've been hired for years to play a regular Shabbat service. And so I've had the pleasure of learning a lot of great Israeli tunes, most of them in Hebrew. And this was one of my favorites, so I wanted to bring this tonight. Hine Motov Uma Naim Shevet Achim Gam Yahad. Let's just try to say that. Hine Matov Uma Naim Shevet Achim Gam Yahad. And it mostly translates to, it is so unpleasant when brothers or brethren are together. It is so unpleasant.
It is so good. The Tov is good.
It is so good and pleasant?
It's so good and pleasant.
Thank you. And so we're going to sing this first part. You can see where the repeats are. Every eight bars has a repeat in this first half. And we're just going to do the first eight bars several times until I feel like everyone's kind of getting it, and then we're going to move on to the next eight bars. Repeat that a couple times until we're all getting that. And then we're going to stop, and it goes into a different time signature at that point, where you see this squiggly line up here, and it goes into 4-4. So we're going to stop and kind of start from there, and we pick up the tempo from there.
Amen.
So I was really quite excited when I found out I was going to get the opportunity to do this with my friends. And just want to thank you all for coming out here to sing with us. It's that mood of gratitude just for the present moment and just for this opportunity to be together and to have this singing experience and to find unity that I really wanted to express in the few pieces that I selected. So we're going to go into a couple chants from different cultures. This first one is a Buddhist chant. The Om Mani Padme Hum, we're going to use the Tibetan pronunciation, this is how it looks. They love this, they write it everywhere, on mountains, if you can advance the slide, I brought a few images for you, on sidewalks, and where else, they write it on slabs of stone over and over as a meditation, you know, they all say Om Mani Padme Hum many times. They write it on prayer wheels, so you spin, you get the full benefits, and somebody even had the bright idea to put it on hubcaps, you know, so they call that the karma car. And there's the man himself, the Dalai Lama. He's a proponent of this particular chant. So There's the music for it. The meaning of the chant is, one translation is, the pure one is a jewel in the heart of the lotus, indivisible. And I feel like the lotus is representative of the human form, that we can take our human form and make it a little more divine if we focus on invoking, inviting the divine in. So that's what this is supposed to do. I'd like to keep that in mind. So the first phrase goes, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. One more time, it's Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. The second phrase is Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Try that one. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Sorry, one more time for me. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. So let's do the whole thing a couple times. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 So we do this in sets of 108 to give you an idea of the repetition here. There is another line. If you're feeling adventurous, you can jump up to Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. So that's the second line. I think Ezra and I will jump up to that line after a few repetitions of the original. If you feel like doing so, that's fine with us. But some of you got to stay on the original line and keep it going. We're just going to harmonize on it for a little while in invocation. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 more like that from different cultures. culture. This next one is a Hindu chant called Govinda Jaya Jaya. I'm going to use the harmonium for this one. This is a British instrument that was introduced to India in the mid-19th century. And they embraced it and used it for kirtan, which is their form of devotional singing. So this is from the kirtan repertoire. This one is a call and response. So I'm going to sing a line. Then you follow me, repeat after me. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Rara Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Rara Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Rara Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
You get a sense of the repetition there. We'll do this for 10, 15 minutes or more, you know. This is meant to be invocational and to induce a trance. Yeah. Just one more in this sort of similar vein. We'll do a traditional Sufi Islamic Qawwali chant that was popularized by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, who died in 97. He's a fantastic singer. This one I came across, actually Ezra reminded me that this was one of his favorite singers and styles of music when he was young. So I wanted to bring one of these in. This is to an early Islamic king, Ali, who's revered for his courage and honesty and forgiveness and devotion. This is also call and response, so just listen and try and get it. Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum. Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum. Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum. Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum. Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Ali mala. Ali dum dum,
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Lucky te karoro, Ali ako dum dum.
Lucky te karoro, Ali ako dum dum.
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali.
dum dum, Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum. Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Dum Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum. Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum. Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Ali mala, Ali mala, Ali dum dum.
Lucky te karora, Ali akko dum dum.
Next selection, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Gospel spiritual. This was written by Wallace Willis. He was a freed Choctaw slave, and he wrote a lot of music. He also wrote the very famous spiritual, Steal Away. This song was first made popular by the Jubilee Singers. Not sure which university they were at, but someone heard him singing this, and they arranged it for their choir, and then this choir, the Jubilee Singers, took it on the road and made this song very, very famous. And of course, it's been covered by countless people over the years.
Yeah, we're a little too far.
I think we've gone a little too far.
Oh yeah, I didn't put in the music for this one, because I figured most people would know it, and we have the music anyway, and it's so big.
So, for the matter of time, I think we're only, you can see at the B section, we have three verses. We're only going to do the first two. But the first part, I want everyone, as much as we can, we're all going to reach inside for this first part and find our inner Odetta, or our inner Aretha, whoever you're hoping to be
in soul for this one.
Yeah, we're gonna dig deep, all right? It's gonna be very rubato. Time to wail, people. All right, here we go.
Sweet.
like to do one in Spanish. This one's called Espíritu de Dios, Spirit of God. Let's just walk through the words. I feel like this one, too, is a sort of invocational. It's asking the Creator to fill yourself with his presence, his goodness, his power in these words. The first line is, Espíritu de Dios llena mi vida. Let's say that.
Espíritu de Dios llena mi vida.
Let's fill my life. Llena mi alma, fill my soul.
Llena mi alma.
And llena mi ser.
Llena mi ser.
Let's fill my being. Lléname, lléname de tu presencia. Lléname, lléname de tu poder.
Lléname, lléname de tu poder.
And lléname, lléname de tu bondad.
Lléname, lléname de tu bondad.
I think you'll catch on to this one. We're going to do it three times. So just try and follow.
Espíritu de Dios, llena mi vida, llena mi alma, llena mi ser, lléname, lléname de tu presencia, lléname, lléname de tu poder, lléname, lléname de tu bondad, lléname.
This great Christmas carol. Yeah, she's wonderful. She wrote this carol in response to a magazine request for Christmas poems, and fantastic British composer Gustav Holst set it to music in 1906. It's one of my favorites. We always do it around Christmas time at All Saints Church in Pasadena, where my family's been active for a while. They have an open Christmas Eve service, open to all faiths, if anybody cares to join us this Christmas Eve. It's in the bleak midwinter. I think some of you may know this melody too, so we're just going to jump right in.
As the
So that's the old Scottish poet Robbie Burns. He's the one who wrote "Auld Lang Syne," and actually he didn't write it. He collected it. It's much older than that. I think it's from the 17th century, I want to say. And James Watson first collected it in 1711. He wrote the version we sort of know now in 1788, and that's where I pulled most of these words from. I think we have another picture of him. He's a real cool guy. I'm going to do this one in C major. You'll probably all know it. There's a lot of words. I think we're going to sing Dona Nobis Pacem in the rotunda in just a second. We'll put our instruments down and take a walk up there. It's a beautiful, reverberant space. But let's just rollick through this one for a minute. I think the melody's like... To the rotunda, make sure we take all our personal belongings because we're not going to come back here. So we're going to go up and sing Dona Nobis.
Thank you.
Aloud Audio is produced by the Library Foundation of Los Angeles and made possible through support provided by the Ralph M. Parsons Foundation, Righteous Persons Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, City National Bank, K&L Gates, KPMG, the Bujaki Foundation, Susan and David Rosenblum, Wallace Foundation, and Donna and Martin J. Wolfe. Media support provided by KPCC 83.9 FM and KUSC 91.5 FM. Additional support provided by the Council of the Library Foundation and individual Library Foundation members. Aloud theme composed by Larry Karish.